everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. We have a brand new guest speaker with us here today. Anna Larai is here, and it's her first time, but I'm sure not the first time for you guys. I think some of you have already been introduced to Anna Larai, so lucky you. But today she's here to talk to us about the death of self. And specifically, we're going to talk about Death of Me, which is something that Anna Larai wrote, and she's going to go into it with us. And many people, including, I think, myself, have been experiencing layers of death energetically, right? So we're going to talk about that and how to cope with all of this. We're going to talk a little bit about the Alchemy Italy Gathering, which I'm so excited about, which is happening in September. And you all can ask live questions. You can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And we'll be doing a guided meditation or channeling with the Alchemy a little bit later. So for those of you who don't know Anna Larai, she is a divine planetary liaison, a Mumara teacher, healer, emissary of love, and universal channel for many ascended masters, collective consciousnesses, whales, galactics, and light beings. She is of the angelic realms, but has spent many lifetimes on Venus learning about love. She is blessed with gifts which can assist individuals and groups in moving forward, connecting to their own divinity and unlimited potential. When she works with individuals, information and visuals flow forth from past incarnations and present day, allowing her to share and assist in the moment. Simply put, she assists her clients with changing their lives, improving, enriching, enhancing, or enlightening. And on the higher realms, she is involved with the angelic councils tasked with uplifting the collective heart of humanity into the Christ consciousness vibration. And much of her planetary work is done with the Alchemy collective consciousness as their voice or channel. And her training began in 2002 and has been conducted directly by the Galactic Federation of Healers, the Council of 12, overlighting the healing of the love body of humanity and the waters of Earth, the inner plane ascended masters, the Venusian emissaries of love, the angelic and archangelic host, as well as her first earthly teacher, Amariel. And so since 2004, she has been facilitating spiritual retreats and gatherings, traveling to various locations to clear and anchor higher vibration energies. And she continues to bring people together in divine service with the Alchemy collective consciousness and their gatherings. Through all of that, she does the work with vibration and energy of love. So I'm so excited and so happy to have Anna Larai with us. And I have to tell you, I actually was talking to Anna Larai one day, and it was just, we had such a wonderful conversation, a wonderful chat. She's Canadian and I'm Canadian, so of course we have a bond, right? But not just that, well, you know, she did a spontaneous session with me and it was so powerful. I mean, she touched on something that was so deep and so relevant at the time and cleared it. And it's like, it gave me so much peace and ease. And, you know, when I went back home just now in Canada for 6 weeks, I really felt the difference because of that. You know, I had such a wonderful relationship and interaction and engagement with all of my family members. It was like, wow, what has happened here? You know, my entire relationship with all of them has changed. And there's so much more ease and there's so much more love. And it was just so beautiful. So I know part of that had to do with the session that I had with Anna Larai. So please open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your beings to allow and receive the energies and the wisdom and the teachings that are already starting to flow through this call. And please open up your hearts to welcome Anna Larai with me. So welcome, Anna Larai.
Thank you, Laura. I'm just thrilled to be here. And again, I love that we're both Canadian as well. And just on an aside note, happy birthday to your son here in Canada today.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled to be here and connect with you and your audience. And I'm so grateful for people like yourself who do these shows and bring us together so that there's so much information and vibration that can be shared with everybody. And I look forward to getting the calls and just being a part of this today. So thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, that's what's important to me, too, is, you know, bringing, you know, people, resources such as yourself, but I also for I want the listeners to experience the energy, experience the vibration, experience the divinity within, be able to connect to that divinity within. And that for me is transformational, when you can experience any of that, you know, and that has changed as far as I'm concerned. And that goes a long way in shifting people's patterns and beliefs and their lives. And so, you know, you were talking, we're going to talk a little bit about death of the self, but, you know, sometimes when we do this healing work, right, when we're working on ourselves, doing our inner work, there is continuously, I find, death of ourselves. But sometimes that death is of those lower patterns, those lower negative energies, those old beliefs and thoughts, patterns, and so on, that we no longer need and do not serve us anymore, and we've outgrown. So they die, and then it's like we are almost like reborn again, right?
Yeah, I agree. You know, when we do all this inner work and all the releasing, it really is a death of all of that. And, you know, the layers and layers that we've all worked on. And for me, what happened recently, and when I wrote this blog, and this was just, you know, a month ago, because it happened when I was in Italy, is that it was deeper than anything I'd ever experienced. Because I, like yourself and like many of your listeners, I've done inner work for many years, and, you know, you feel the shifts, and sometimes you do the work and you don't feel a huge shift, but you know you're doing it, and mm-hmm. other times you have bigger shifts and that you really see. And this experience for me was a little different, and then I was really prompted to write the blog, because those of you that know me personally, I wouldn't normally write that much about my personal life or put that kind of out there. And my guys kept tapping me on the shoulder, please write this, please write this, please write this, and share this. So, mm-hmm. But we're all going through it at different times and in different ways, and I think it's really important to understand what's happening to ourselves, and maybe some suggestions on how to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, we do need those suggestions, those guidelines. I remember just a few years ago, I felt like there was like a couple of months where I physically felt like I was dying. You know, mm-hmm. there was nothing wrong with me. I went to the doctor. You're perfectly fine. But I felt like I was dying. But I knew that at that time it was an energetic dying. You know, there were parts of me that were, you know, shifting and changing. But I didn't know how to go through it myself, right? It's like, what do I do other than, you know, continue to ground, continue to drink water, continue to meditate, continue to call on my guides and angels for support. Beyond that, I didn't know what else to do. So yeah, I would love to talk about that.
Well, and I think probably those are the things you did that are probably the best things you could have done. Mm-hmm. I know for me, one of the things that came up is simply allowing it. And I was blessed with, I was away, and so I didn't have my day-to-day life and looking after my dogs and my house and, you know, all of those kinds of things. And it's really the allowing of it all, mm-hmm. and the going through it. And literally laying on the couch if you can, or out in the backyard or on the beach or in the mountains, and just letting all the emotions run through you and the physicalness of it and not staying attached to it. But I think there's a really important piece for all of us that I know that for most people, if they had experienced what I was experiencing and probably what you are referring to as well, that they would be terrified. And, you know, it's easy. You rush to the doctor, you maybe go to another, a healer or a practitioner, or you really wonder what's going on. Sometimes you wonder if you're, you know, am I losing it? And just the understanding that, hey, no, this is an energetic process that is happening across the planet right now because of the waves of energy that are coming in. And we're only... these waves of energy are allowing us to release at such a deeper level than we've ever done before. And it's time. And as we move to the higher vibrations, we can't bring with us these old pieces of the self, these old belief systems, the limitations, the expectations, the rules, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's like the rules have changed too. You know, so I find now that it seems like when you're doing the inner work, things are going a bit more smoothly, a bit more quickly. There's not as, well, for me anyways, there's not that much emotional angst as there used to be in the past. You know, now it's a matter of I see it, I accept it, I allow it, and then I just let it go. You know, being aware sometimes of what is going on, you know, what those thoughts and beliefs are that are coming up, you know, to be acknowledged, and loving them as part of who you are, but letting them know, knowing that you don't need them anymore. You know, they're no longer a crutch or a protection or whatever it happens to be in the past. You can let them go and move forward with your life in sometimes a new new direction.
Yeah, and that's really exciting when that happens. And mm-hmm. I feel the same thing. For me, things are moving way faster. Like, I'm deeply grateful for that. Things that would have taken months before are taking a couple of days, or things that I'm watching myself shift and move through things in minutes or hours mm-hmm. that would have thrown me for many days before it really upset my life. But I know from speaking with many of my clients that they're not all at that stage yet, that right. it's not, you know, they haven't, and I don't know the quite why of it. It's their own journey, but some of them are still getting stuck in it. And that's one of the things that I would say to people is when you're processing, when you're doing the inner work, when the releasing is happening or the death, whichever labels you want to use for the process, mm-hmm. don't hang on to it. Yeah. Allow it to move through you. Step back, observe it. And you might feel like crap. Like, I'll be honest, I felt like crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, on a physical level, I didn't feel sick, but I just felt yucky and icky, and I even canceled. I got up one morning and I was so out of sorts. I even canceled, you know, my time with someone I spend with every day that always lightens up my life. And I'm like, no, I just feel too awful. I can't even look at anybody right now. And I literally laid on the couch, and all these feelings of suicide came up, and leaving the planet, and I'm done, and I watched them and I observed them, and all these tears came, and part of me laughed at myself because mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm healthier than I've ever been. I'm happier than I've ever been. I love where I live. I love my job. I have great friends. I mean, all of this, it's like, wow, my life is really, it's not perfect, but it's so wonderful for me right now. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so I know these really aren't my emotions of today. They just right. aren't. Right. And so that's why the observing and the letting and just allowing and not getting attached to it. Because the challenge is if you get attached to that, if you jump into it, it's going to suck you right down. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take you down for days or weeks or longer. And the minute you start going down in that vibration, all these other low vibrations sort of come in. And then you get trapped, and that's not a good place to be.
Absolutely. But we've all done it. Like, we've all gone through the spiral. We've all, you know, crashed and burned a couple of times. And then, you know, we pick ourselves up and we go on. And so, and that's the thing with everything that is going on right now. Like you said, everything is going really quickly right now, really fast. And things are coming up really quickly. So it's a matter of us looking at it, like you said, and letting it go. And, you know, loving ourselves through the whole process, just loving and accepting ourselves without any judgment, and just letting it go, releasing it so that we can move forward. But I think that's where people get stuck, is they don't know how to move forward.
Yeah. And I agree. And I think the moving forward is the loving yourself. It's also, you know, when you go through a process like this, it's also taking care of your body. You know, even mm-hmm. when you feel that awful, get out for a walk in nature mm-hmm. if you can, or right. put your feet in the garden, or go to the beach, or, you know, and you want to try and really look at when you feel that way or you're processing, the amount of sugar you're eating, the amount of alcohol you're consuming, if any, and the food you're putting in your body, because your body is going through this process. And so you also want to really try and, you know, have little or no sugars and eat healthy, eat fruits and vegetables and nuts. And if you still, and I still do proteins, meat proteins, because my body still needs it right now. So have some wild fish or, you know, something organic and allow your body the support. And the other things I would say to people is that I have a team that I have created around me. You know, I have someone that does body talk for me, which is another healing modality that I love. And because I know I can't always see my own stuff, I go to body talk. So I went, when I was going through this, I went every week with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to chiropractor, and my chiropractor does energy work as well. So I try my best, and I have massage, and I really try my best to keep me as healthy as I can so that the energies can move through me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, healthy physically, mentally, energetically, and spiritually in all areas, right? You can't miss the one. There has to be a balance in all, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you want to be gentle with yourself. You want to do things that you enjoy. So if you love having a bubble bath, then have a bubble bath. Or, you know, find some things that normally help you align or normally open your heart or make you feel peaceful or make you laugh. You know, if you're really feeling awful because you're processing, if you can put on a funny movie, then watch a funny movie. Because the minute you start to laugh, your energy shifts and you lighten up. And what happens, I think, is when people get into that difficult space of processing or inner work and releasing, is they tend to then get into doing other things that bring them down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is part of the mastery of walking your journey, is not getting stuck in that, is forcing yourself out into the sunshine, forcing yourself to put on, you know, some beautiful, serene, high vibrational music, or allowing yourself to take a nap in the middle of the day because your body is exhausted from the processing.
Yeah, I love it. And it's honoring you, right? Honoring you, honoring your body, and doing what feels good, and using the tools, you know. And these are all, you know, you can call them tools, but these are all tools that we have at our disposal. They don't cost anything, you know. Standing in the sun doesn't cost anything. Listening or watching a funny video doesn't cost anything. Listening to some classical music doesn't cost anything, right? So these are available to us.
Well, and we have so many other tools that we've all learned along the ways, and some of them seemed like they were our basic tools that we've forgotten about, that they're still really powerful. I mean, I'll use an example. The violet flame. I mean, for most of us, you learn to use Saint Germain's violet flame at the very beginning of your spiritual path. It is still so potent.
I still use it.
I still use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, me too. And it's a powerful tool. You know, when you're feeling achy or the energy's off, you call on Saint Germain and Lady Portia and you blaze the violet flame. I mean, and I feel it, you know. Another simple one is, are you connecting to the light every day?
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, yeah, I'm always connected to the light. No. Are you consciously taking 3 minutes at the beginning of your day or any time during your day and connecting to the light and feeling the light from source energy come down and bring it into your body? Because that helps everything align and releases and puts you back in that vibration of peace. Are you slowing down your breath and just gently breathing? Are you in gratitude? You know, do you have a gratitude journal or a gratitude app on your phone? And again, sounds basic, but it works. And
it does.
And these are some of the simple, and like you say, they're absolutely free. All of those things help.
These are the tools I use. These are the tools I use, and these are the ones I share in my healing calls and with my clients all the time, because they work.
Me too.
You know? They might be basic, they might be from a long time ago, but they work. And the point is to do something, to use something to shift your energy, right?
Yes.
To shift the mood that you're in, you know, especially when you're processing. Because it doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to struggle through it. You know, there is an easier way now.
And call in your guides and call in the angels. Ask for help. People forget that we can ask for help. And yeah. You know, there's the rule, there's a universal law of non-interference. So if you have all kinds of guides and light beings around you, unless you ask for help, they're not to interfere. That's one of the universal rules. Mm-hmm. But the minute you ask for help, they can be there to assist you. Now, that doesn't mean that everything goes away. But you're getting energetic support and emotional support and sometimes physical support to process through all of that. And those of you that are really empathic and really feel the energies will often feel the support come in or see it or hear them, whichever are your, you know, senses that you receive the most information. But most of us will feel even as the energy shifts. And then you know you're supported. So don't forget to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. Key. That's a key one for sure. Thank you. Wow. And okay, so now I wanted to take a few minutes because we do have a lot of people with their hands raised and lots of questions on the Q&A, but I wanted to take a few minutes just to talk about the Alchemy Italy gathering. What is that? What can we experience? When is it?
Okay, so let me just do a brief and tell you what the Alchemy is first. So the Alchemy have been around with me for just over four years. So the Alchemy is called the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, and they are a group of light beings across time and space who come at the time of transition for a planet. And I, sort of unbeknownst to myself, I was away with Sarala, a friend of mine, here on Vancouver Island. She was visiting from Florida, and we were away, and it was just after full moon, the end of January. And I said, okay, before we go home, let's do a meditation. So I can remember to this day, I still remember saying, any beings of the light of the ninth dimension and higher who wish to come through. And it was just, I don't usually say that. I don't usually just open up to anybody who wants to come in who's of the light. And, you know, I felt the energy move, and I knew the energy, and then all of a sudden, I could barely speak. And I mean, I spoke like that. Like, the energy was so strong, I couldn't speak. And it was a collective, and I had never channeled a collective. And so it was weeks later, I found out that they called themselves the Alchemy. And it was this profound energy. And then what happened at the end, I still remember, is they said, we'd like to contact you again. But they gave us three requirements. And they said we'd have to, they wanted to meet with us at least once a month or twice a month, off the top of my head, I don't remember, and for a year. And but the hard part was that they wanted us to put out information in the world when they gave it to us. And, of course, I didn't know who these beings were, you know, the way I do now. And I was like, whoa. But Sarala and I both agreed. And I'm so grateful I said yes because it truly, truly has changed my life. So we started doing open calls. Pretty soon we went online and started doing webinars, like teleseminars. And it started out once a month. And we have a call every single Tuesday unless I'm traveling. And we do 6:30 Pacific time 1 week, and the next week it's 10:30 in the morning Pacific time, so that it's not the middle of the night for those of you that live in Europe. Mm-hmm. And the calls are always free, and we have 4 years on our website, thealchemycollective.org, of meditations you can listen to. And they're here for one purpose, to help co-create the transition for planet Earth. And so about a year and a half in, they decided they wanted to start getting together in the physical. So we started having gatherings. And our first one was here on Vancouver Island where I live, and we were only a couple of days. But people came from North America and all over. And now, are we on gathering number 6 or 7? So Italy starts, it's September 1st to the 12th. And it's a little longer, because there's an extra workshop in there. And it's the first time we've left North America. So we've been in Vancouver Island. We've been to Florida. We've been twice to Mexico. We've been Nova Scotia, which is the far east coast of Canada. We've been to Banff as well. Mm-hmm. And So we get together twice a year and do a gathering, and that there is a price for that, obviously. And we do divine service for the planet the whole time. And it is 5 days of intensive vibration. And it's really life-changing for people in that, you get to meet, even if you don't know anyone when you get there, you know within a day or so that they're soul family, that you've connected with them before. We always do karma clearing or past life energetic residue clearing before you come. So there's no scrunchies with people, mm-hmm. or almost no scrunchies, so you prepare before you come. And then we have guided meditations several times a day, and then day and evening, depending on the schedule. And they don't set an agenda. They literally go with the flow, with where the planet is, the vibration, and who's present. And so I never know what's coming, but it's always deeply, deeply profound. And then there is a lot of personal shifting for people. So in the preparation for the final days, where we're going to do the biggest piece of work for the planet, they do all kinds of energy clearing and healing and shifting for everyone in the room. Mm-hmm. And we laugh a lot. Like, if you don't want to laugh, don't come. We laugh a lot and have lots of fun. And, you know, on the last day, they are so profound because there are beautiful gifts that they do etherically for people. And they really honor people. And one of the things that other participants have told me, I've never thought of, is there's no egos there. Nobody comes with an ego. Everybody comes to work in group consciousness. And so they've also told us so the gathering is 5 full days, and that we built in an integration day on the September 11th, the last day. And the Alchemy announced, unbeknownst to me last week, that they want us to take everyone to the crystal, because we found another ground crew and I member went when I was in Italy, and we found, the Alchemy showed us where the etheric crystal is. So these crystals that they're putting on planet Earth are energetic portals to bring in the highest vibrations for the transition. And so the Mexico one is fully open. And the one in Nova Scotia is, off the top of my head, I can't remember the percentage on that one. And the Italy crystal, so it's all about bringing source energy down for the transition. And so we work on all of this, and it's quite profound. So we get to, actually, we've never done that. We're going to actually go and visit the crystal.
Nice,
and be able to get in it.
Huh. That'll be exciting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so they've told us how many crystals on the planet right now and where some of them are. So the first one was Mexico near Puerto Vallarta, and then we did Nova Scotia. And there's one here on the north of Vancouver Island. And then Italy is our first gathering and our first crystal that was placed in Europe.
What about Vienna? How about having one in Vienna?
Well, who knows? Who knows? That could be a possibility.
Exactly.
But yeah. I know our next three. So we've got Italy in September, and then next April 7th, we're back to Mexico. They really like going back to the same place because the energy is so strong already that we just sort of start higher. And then next fall, August or September 2018, we're coming back to Vancouver Island because the crystal's here. And we've had a lot of requests to come back here. And after that, I don't know where we are.
Okay, sounds good. So I might be coming. So it's high on my list. So we are, you know, looking into it. I've already looked into flights and trains, you know, so.
Well, we would love to have you come. And it's interesting. Our early bird deadline is tomorrow at midnight, June 30th. And you can see it all on the Italy gathering. And then what's happening is a lot of people had asked me to have a longer gathering than 5 days because the energy builds and builds and you don't want to leave. Another friend of mine, Jeffrey Weam, who's also a channel on Apoco, he and I are doing a weekend workshop before it. So we'll start doing Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And then people have Monday and Tuesday off to sightsee and hang out. And Tuesday night I'm doing the full moon. And then we do 5 days of alchemy. So people have the option of doing just the weekend workshop, just the gathering, or all together. And so, mm-hmm. so far, all the people coming from North America are doing both because they're coming that far. So
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So that's really kind of fun.
So where can they find out more information about this?
If they go to thealchemycollective.org, and on the webpage it says events, and then the Italy gathering. And the exciting thing is we've had six more people register this week.
Yay.
And the Alchemy gives us a minimum number that mm-hmm. we need to – a minimum number means it changes the potentials for the planet. And mm-hmm. So this one is 22. Our minimum number is – so once we hit 22 people in attendance or more, then we can reach the highest potentials for the planet in our divine service. And mm-hmm. it's still amazing if we don't hit it.
Yeah.
But there's that tipping point, and it's very exciting because we're getting close to that tipping point already.
Good. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, we are too. We are, yeah. And I can feel the energy, and it's bigger than any gathering we've ever done. And the crystal, I will say, it's in the Dolomites, and they showed us exactly where. And it's between two mountains. It is more than 3 kilometers long, the portal on this one. And the other portals were nowhere near that size.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, my goodness. I just looked back onto my Q&A and everything. There's so many questions on the Q&A.
Well, let's get started.
Callers. Yeah, let's get started. Let's see what kind of questions people have. Wow. Okay, so we're going to go. We're going to go to phone number ending in 5598. So we're going to go back and forth. So don't worry, Q&A people, we will get to you too. So phone number ending in 5598. I'm going to unmute you now. Hello.
Oh, hi there. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth.
How are you guys doing? I wish I could take a trip to Italy, but unfortunately, I am in a little emergency with my girlfriend. She's going to be having a surgery. It's a heart surgery. It's the main artery that's on the right. So I'm actually calling in to see if you can do any healing clearings or anything to, you know, help her when they come to do the surgery, probably next week. I just got it just 2 days ago, actually. Well, I was looking at it at your trip, too. I was like, oh, man.
Okay,
so,
is she with
yeah.
you? Is she there with you?
No. She's in UK right now.
Okay.
And so I'm actually in California and planning to
okay.
fly over.
So the only thing is I need her permission to help her because the way I work and my guides is even if I hear you asking and I know you're coming from your heart in a good place, but I need the person that I'd be working on, I need their permission to work on them because I don't ever want to interfere. And so
yes.
if while we're on the call, if you email her and she gets permission, then you know, put that in the notes. But it's to me, it's just not it's not the way I work that I'll just start working on people without their permission. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. I actually talked to her about it. She agreed if it helped. But then, I can probably have her – it's as possible I can have her email you as a, you know, that you agree on or something.
If she can, yeah, and what's her first name?
Her first name is Erlis.
Oli?
Erlis, it's E-R-L-I-Z.
Okay. Well, if she has given you permission, like if we just need her permission, that's the only thing because to me, and
okay.
if she can just, if you're able to reach her right now that she could just let you know, then that would be fine. I'd be happy to help that way. But, okay.
Okay. Do you have any like guidance or if your guy have any message
for you?
About her?
For you. Okay, so just 1 second here. Mm-hmm. Pardon me, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just a little
anxious. Okay, so let me just see here. Okay, so what I'm getting for you, Kenneth, is that you want to just keep sending her love. You're letting your fear, the fear mm-hmm. that you have for the outcome and what could happen, is really starting to, you're sending her that fear energy, which is not good. Okay?
Okay.
And there's no blame. But you want, every time you feel fearful, you just want to bring in the light and open your heart and send her love.
Okay.
Okay? And to really, okay, this might be a little difficult to hear, but to really surrender to what this mm-hmm. process is for her and just support her.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's the... Because this is her soul's journey right now,
mm-hmm.
and I can feel how much you care for her and you love her and you want her to get better. And that's what we always want for people we love, which is a good thing. But we also want to step back and allow their process.
Mm-hmm.
And so just send her love and surrender. And every time the fear comes up, just go into the surrender. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That's what I thought too. I mean, we all have our own, journeys and so forth. But yeah. Okay. I'm glad that I know about my fear because I didn't realize that I have some fear, but not so strong. But I'm surprised to be so influential to her now.
Yeah.
I better be very careful about the feelings.
Yeah, and, a lot of it is, some of it is on a subconscious level because you're worried about how she's doing and about losing her and all of those things. So it's just right there between you, and you just want to, again, be more conscious and send love. Okay?
Okay.
I wish you all the best.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Kenneth. Okay, we're going to go to... phone number ending in 5161.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name's Denny.
Hi, Denny.
Hi, I was just wondering if you could give me any guidance for this leg of my journey or any advice or messages.
Okay, so let's just see what I get here.
Thank you.
Okay, so the guides coming in are telling me that you need to start taking some risks, that as you move forward on your journey, that you have pretty much, I'm going to say stayed in the safe lane, and that they're saying that it's time to, and it doesn't mean risk with your health or your life or anything like that, but to be a little more adventurous, to be more open to other possibilities, and to really, do some things that are more out of the box for you or things you wouldn't do. So if you, let's say there's something coming up in your local community and you think, oh, I'd like to go to that, but you can't find anyone to go with you. If you would normally not go alone, then go alone. So do, sign up for some courses that you wouldn't normally take or explore some new opportunities. So I just keep seeing that you need to expand your path at this point in time.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Denny?
I tend to be, to not be hesitant to explore new things. And I've traveled, and I travel alone generally, even without a group or itinerary.
Let me go in and see where the depth is on this. So just 1 second.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Okay, so there's more. Okay, so there's a piece of your life they're telling me that you don't. Okay, so 1 second here. So they're telling me that they want you to go out and they're saying it again, take more risks with your future. And, okay, so let me get what that is. Okay, so I'm just going to channel for you just one second here.
Thank you.
Beloved one, I am Lord Maitreya,
oh,
and I greet you on this day.
Thank you.
We appreciate that you live life and go out and do these things, but for you, the risk is more with regard to people and relationships.
Okay.
So what we are saying to you is that you live a lot of this on, more on your own or more independently, and as you move forward, your journey and your opportunities are best as you move forward and expand within relationships and more people. For this is the risk for you, because at this point, beloved, when you protect a little bit of your heart and are more hesitant to jump into getting to know new people in different ways and building relationships.
Yes, thank you. That makes a lot of sense.
And we say to you that it is the heart, it is time to open your heart again more to the human people, to the humans. For it is very open to nature and to animals and even to little ones. But to adult humans, it is time to open your heart once again.
Yes.
I am Lord Maitreya.
Thank you, and I'm very humbled. I appreciate it. I appreciate that message.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, thank you, Denny.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Denny. Bye. I'm glad that Denny was able to say, you know, how she wasn't getting the message, and then that you were able to go in deeper and channel Lord Maitreya to give her that clarity, which she obviously got. So thank you.
Yeah, well, and what I find, you know, when I started my journey a long time ago, I probably would have been in reaction when I said, when the person didn't understand it. And now it doesn't even faze me, because I know that I have to go deeper, because the message, they're giving me more of the information. So having her tell me that really helps, because then we can go in and clarify rather than someone going away saying that didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Why I like sometimes when people have specific questions, you can answer them, and then it takes you on a journey that they can give more information that's really helpful too.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. And so I have I'm just going to switch over to the Q&A for a moment. I have a question from Joanne, and she says, I experienced the death of my personality years ago when I moved abroad, and since then I can hardly feel like myself. I lost my feeling of self and worthiness, and I live in survival mode instead of thriving and creating. How do I become whole again and bring my feeling of security and true value?
Okay. Okay, so just one second. So I know this is going to sound like semantics, but I'm getting that it wasn't really the death of your personality. It's like you shut a piece of yourself off. You closed a whole part of you off, both to energy and to everything. It's almost like you split in two and you put one half in dormancy into sleep mode. And so what I'm getting for you is it's really time to reintegrate the halves that you've split. This piece that went into the sleep mode or the dormancy. So you really it's like you've just severed part of yourself. So it wasn't the death of the personality. So what I'm getting for you is to do a process of integration, to lovingly do a ceremony and call all of you back, and then it will take you several weeks of time to slowly integrate all the pieces back in and waken it up, okay? And you've even, it's almost like you've disconnected some of your chakras, I would say. So when you shut part of this off, it's like you shut part of your chakra system down too, which I've never seen it happen that way. So integration. So you want to really bring all the pieces of you back in. So at one point, what a lot of us do is we shut off pieces of ourselves that, when it's too painful, right? But we're in the stage of life now and the energetics that we need to bring all the pieces of our soul and all the pieces of our personality and everything we've severed off has to come back in to integrate into wholeness so that we can be and hold the light of who we are. So good luck with that. I wish you the best. I don't mean good luck superficial. I mean seriously, I wish you the best with all that.
Thank you. Thank you, Joanne. Let us know how that resonates with you. And then I have a question from Saray. I'm hoping I'm saying Saray correctly. And Saray says, I'm in search of inner peace and love, big time. I'm often guided by the dolphins in different ways, and I want to know what exactly their mission is in my life.
So my guides, okay, so I get this question a lot for people, you know, what's my purpose, what's my mission? And my guides are a little different this way. So let me explain what they say to people, that our purpose is to raise our, clear and raise our vibration, is to raise our vibration and to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And however you find being happy, it works. Whatever makes you happy is good. And so to me, then we're given tasks. And so, you know, which some of us call earth work, or some people refer to that as their purpose. But really the main reason for being here is to raise your vibration, to be happy, and to assist others. And it can look like any different way. And I think a lot of people get stuck in thinking, okay, I have to find my mission. I have to find my mission. I know I have something to do. And it will come. But you have to find your peace and happiness first. Because how can your mission, and it'll always, always, always be something you love.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never be something that's hard that you struggle with. It'll always be something you love. So I tell people to look for your mission in what makes you happy. And just touching other people's hearts, being kind to others and connecting is a piece of all of that for all of us. And, okay, so I've got another piece for you here. Just a second, Saray. So in terms of a task, they're going to tell me part of something that you have signed up for. So, and we can always change our agreements, right, what we said we do. So I keep hearing dolphin communication. So I'm getting that you probably can hear the dolphins pretty clearly and that you can start putting out some of their messages.
Mm-hmm.
And these are messages that are more based for children.
Nice.
So.
Mhm.
Yep, that's everything I'm getting right now for you.
Perfect. Thank you, Saray. All right. So now I have a question from Mary, and she's saying, she says, I'm a regular listener of your guided journeys with the collective, and I love it so much. Thank you. I remember in one meditation, you invoked the star whale's consciousness, and this instantly illuminated my being, aura, and perspective. I'd love to know who or what are the star whales, and why do they affect me so deeply?
Okay. Hi, Mary. Let's see. So in what I'm getting, okay, so in multiple lifetimes, you have been part of the Star Whales Collective. That's why it's so powerful for you. And so there's an energetic resonance there. And the Star Whales are another series of beings, just like all the other galactics and beings out there. One second here. So I'm getting to share with everyone, with you and with everyone else, that part of what happens, so this was really confusing for me in the beginning. My first piece of knowing me was Venusian. And my very first journey where I felt myself was when I returned to Venus. And for a long time, you know, that was my identifying mark. And then I had I did a session one day. I was in meditation, and all these angels came through, and my wings came out, and I felt and knew and heard that I was part of the angelic realm. And I thought, well, how could I be? I'm Venusian. And then a couple years later, I also did a very deep session with someone else where it was a guided session that I had purchased, and it came through me. I felt it and heard it and saw it, that I was also Elohim. Mm-hmm. And so at one point I'm like, okay, I'm really confused by this. And so now I've let it go, and I know that we are all multiple. We're all from Source. But we have all had multiple lifetimes, which we knew before, but we all identify with all these different pieces that are all correct. So don't just think you're Syrian or you're from Lemuria, you've had lifetimes in your Lemurian, or you're just a Star Whale. We've had all of these and many of these, and it doesn't make sense to our brain yet that I can be. How can I be all of these things and have this full knowingness? Just trust that you can. So I know, Mary, that if you have been told that your origin is somewhere else, know that it's multiple.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, all right, Mary, so hopefully that resonates with you. But let us know. And, yeah, absolutely, you know, because we're multidimensional as well, right? So
yeah.
You know, we've done it all, been it all.
Well, and we so often try to put it linear. You know,
yeah.
I am this, and I've always been this, and we remember those lifetimes, or those might be the first lifetimes we have memories of, and then it gets confusing when we go, well, wait, how could I be this too?
Yeah.
And so our first reaction is to say, oh, that's wrong, or that person, you know, that's wrong information. But it's not. And now I just accept it, and I don't go into the mind about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, let me just take a quick caller from the phone lines, phone number ending in 3074. 3074. Hi.
Yes. Yeah. It's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I'm wondering, If maybe you can channel for me.
Okay. Let me just. Okay, so I'm. If you're okay with it, I'd rather work on you than channel for you, because there's something that needs that I would suggest be removed.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm seeing or feeling right now is you have just an entity attached to you that is not of light. So it's draining some of your energies, and it shouldn't be there. So I would rather release that if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So one second here. And it's connected right at the back of along near the spine, just where the neck and the shoulder blades meet, main body meets. So I'm just going to pull, there's a cord there, and I'm just going to pull that out. Okay, one second here. Okay, so part of what I'm getting because I just heard this being, okay, that says it will reconnect with you again. And so it's up to you whether I've disconnected. If you want it reconnected, and it, that's your choice, but what I'm getting is that it helps you feel some power. When you feel victimized or when you feel low, this attachment makes you feel like you have more power, but it is not high vibrational light. So if you don't want this anymore, you can command it three times, and you say, I am commanding that, and then pick the words you want. I am commanding that I am no longer open to these dark attachments or these energy attachments, not of the light. And when you do that, you want to do it at least three times, but really, really strong, like, I command, because that's what you're trying to do. Okay, how does that feel, Michael? How are you feeling right now?
I think I feel a bit lighter.
Good, good, good. I'm just filling you with more light now, yeah. Okay. Okay. And I'm just placing a white rose at the very back where the tube was, where the connection was, to help heal it over these next couple days faster for you. And nothing is attached to you now, okay? So just drink plenty of water the next couple of days, and you might be a little tired, so just listen to your body, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we still have more people with their hands raised and questions, but right now, because it's top of the hour, I just want to take a few moments to talk about the special offer that you have for our community today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/analarai13. That's A-N-A-L-A-R-A-I 13. So Analarai, can you talk about some of the components of this package?
I will. So with the package, what I have done is I have put in a 30-minute reading, and so I will connect with you via phone or Skype, and you will email me and set up an appointment, and then I'll do a one-to-one reading with you. So you can have questions prepared, and or I can just do the reading. You're welcome to record it, and we'll set that up on a schedule that works for both of us. And then I've put some recordings in that you can listen to time and time again. And in November, I love the full moons, and they're always a great adventure. And the full moon in November was awakening. We went in and went to the spark of the divine, and it was so profound. And so this one is really a profound meditation. In fact, they're all quite different. And then I did do a series called Messages from the Enlightened Ones, and these are what my guides have given me when I left my corporate job and said, okay, I have a mortgage to pay and all those good things. And all these beings of light came through and said, we will give you a series. And so we're on series 5 now, and this was in series 4, so I short form it to Mellow. And digital pulse beings came, and their title was From Our Time and Space. And these were beings that I have never channeled. They are very, very different. And they don't normally communicate with humans. And when I set out the energy for who's coming to this series, they happened to pick up on that. And so they came and have done the session with us, and you actually feel their energy as they pulse it through the session. Mm-hmm. And then I included an alchemy, just a very short alchemy meditation. It's about 17 minutes, and it was on the 4th anniversary of the alchemy this year, so in late January. They did a really short meditation that ignites the light within, and it's beautiful. And you just go in and feel as they ignite the light within you, which is beautiful. And then another one I put in was, I have this one that a lot of people really like. You can use many, many times. And it's on clearing money blocks. And it's very visual, the meditation. And it's about 45 minutes long. And you go in and you visualize what your blockages are one at a time. And then you work on releasing them. And there's all this support to assist you in it. And people write me after and tell me that they really start to feel the shift. So you can work on individual things that you have and then continue utilizing it to clear money blocks. And then I put in two of the latest messages from the Enlightened Ones. And let me just look them up here because, so I'm just, sorry, one second here as I look them up because I've been, I did two more this weekend, so I get a little, it gets a little confusing. There's so many of them because there's so much new information coming through. So I'm just going to look them up. So the Timmers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they are a race that is humanoid. And they came through. Okay. Let me just go back and look at this. I'm sorry. I don't always. When I do the channels, they come through me. It's all about how to advance the self. So they give some real specifics and details on what we can do to help ourselves advance. And then the other one was El Tara came through with the codes of creation. And El Tara is a being of light beyond the dimensions. And she really gave, there's a lot of vibration in this one, and it's really about bringing through these codes so that you can have and utilize codes of creation for yourself to start creating and manifesting. And so all of these you can listen to multiple times, and they all hold an energetic impact. And so I tried to give in this package a variety of different things so you could experience different energies and different beings of light and some, you know, receive energy and information and some processes.
Beautiful. Thank you. And all of those with the 30-minute reading is $97. So you definitely want to take advantage of this offer because, like I said, I had a session with Anna Marie and it was amazing. Just amazing. And I don't even think we worked for 30 minutes. It was only, you know, 10, 15. It was amazing. So you definitely want to do that, take advantage of it, for sure.
And the funny thing I remember about that, if I can just share with your audience,
yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
We went into something really deep, and I can remember you saying, oh, my gosh, how did you see this?
Yeah, I did. I said, yeah, exactly. It was, and then I remember saying, oh, well, I have to have another session soon, which I have not had time because I've been traveling and you were traveling, right?
Yeah. We passed airplanes in the air from Canada to Europe on the same day, so it was kind of funny. Yeah.
So this is a really powerful package, you know, with the 30 minutes, with all those meditations and processes and so on, with the different beings of light. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/AnnaLarai13. So now, Anna Larai, did you want to do a guided meditation, channeling?
Yes. The Alchemy would love to come through because whenever they have a group of people, they would love to come through and do a little bit of work for the planet if everybody's okay with that. And then people can experience the Alchemy and get a sense of it as well. And then we're also going to, you know, we'll be helping everything.
Yes.
Okay. So if you have water, let's take everybody take a drink of water before we start.
Mm-hmm.
And please, if you're driving, pull over. Okay. All right. So always let's begin by connecting to the light. So just see, feel, or sense as we bring light from source energy down. And just see or feel now that there's a large golden disc arriving at your feet, and it's bigger than a dinner plate. And this is the alchemy disc, and it's just going to take you up to the alchemy field. And for those of you visiting the first time, it's a beautiful big field. And there's large trees on either side, and beautiful tall grasses and wild flowers. And at the end of the field, you'll see a very large crystal. It's the size of an old oak tree, and it's quartz-like in structure and texture. And we invite everyone to come and stand around the crystal. We are the alchemy, and on this day, we greet you. It is our great pleasure to be present with the one named Alara and all of you beautiful souls. And we thank you for allowing us to come through. We work only in group consciousness, and we are here to assist and co-create for the transition to the higher frequencies, to the new earth, to all that is, in accordance with the divine plan. So we call forth on beloved Annalarai to step into the crystal. And we call forth on our beloved Christian one to also step into the crystal and connect. And see or feel now, beloveds, as you all stand around the crystal, that from the heart of Annalarai and through the alchemy crystal, we send you a purple ray or ribbon to connect directly with your heart chakra now. And feel now, beloveds, as we send an aqua ray or ribbon to connect with your heart chakra, and it goes out the back of the body. And it wraps around everyone who is present, listening live or later, as they become part of our group. And know, beloveds, that as we finish this meditation, it will all dissolve, and you will not feel anyone else or hear their words or thoughts. And feel now as we send more love and light to you, directly to your heart chakra through this purple ray or ribbon. And see or feel now as a member of the angelic realms joins us and stands behind you. They connect directly with your heart to assist you. And feel now as one of the mythical creatures comes forth. A unicorn or a dragon. Some others that are written about in your fairy tales. And they connect directly with your heart as well, for they are here to support. And now a member of the alchemy comes forth, and they too connect with the angel and the mythical creature and your heart, and simply allow the vibration to flow and grow. simply receive, beloved ones. And feel now as all of the golden discs begin to form together. And we take you now, lift you up with each of these beings with you, and we travel as a group to northern Italy, to the Alps, and to the Dolomites. And feel now as we bring you down into this valley, between two beautiful mountains, into the alchemy crystal. The alchemy Italy crystal. And this is a portal of energy. And what we want you to do is simply feel and receive as the vibration in this crystal, as we bring codes, energy, and information from source down through the planet. And just receive this like a shower. Ah, we think we should put you on the outside, or we might blow some of you up. So we will move you, and you are on the outside of the crystal. And now we ask you to place your hands forward, the palms of your hands, and feel as you touch this crystal that you were just within. And it is jelly-like in texture. And just allow your hands to go in a little wee bit. And first we are going to send love. Feel this energy as it travels into from the crystal. For this is a portal of source energy for the transition. And now take a step forward and stand within this crystal and feel as these energies flow. And we are going to ask you if you are ready to assist us. And we ask you to open your heart and send love and light into the crystal. For what this does, beloved ones, is it helps to open it even further. And right now, this crystal is open to 50% flow. And the Mexico crystal is open to 100% flow. And the Nova Scotia crystal is still only at 33%. So this one is even opened more. But if you send love and light, if you send love and light, we can increase the flow. So open your hearts and send more love and light as we allow this flow to increase. as we ask your assistance in opening the flow from 50%. Feel now as it moves, beloveds, to 51%. Open your heart a little wider and send more love and light that you are into this crystal. For this is the equivalent of humanity's yes to allow these energies from source to come through. For when groups of you come together with us and give permission to receive this vibration and energy, then it is as though all of humanity has agreed and we can open wider. The crystal moves to 52% open, and now 53. Continue expanding your hearts. And a little more, beloveds, a little more. And the flow opens to 54%, beloved. No, beloveds, this is all in preparation for all the work we shall do in September. For there is a huge energetic shift, the potential for one in these times. And we wish to take advantage of all of these energies. So move a little further into the crystal now and simply receive this love and light that we shower you with. Allow it to seep through your pores and fill your energetic fields and fill your heart. And what we wish to do now, beloveds, is feel as you travel now on your golden disc and go to your own home space, your own home space. And simply say the word yes if you wish us to bring extra energy and love and light into your home space now and anchor this energy of the transition into your home space. And if you are in a multi-building with people, with other apartments and condos, it will only go into your own home space. So you do not have to do this, beloveds, but we offer you this as our gift and our gratitude for your assistance this day. So feel now as you place your feet either in your yard or garden or home, in your apartment or condominium, in your mobile home or trailer. And yes, only one space, beloveds. And feel as this light and love and energy of the transition comes into your space now. And simply allow this to flow through you. And if you are up for just a little more, beloved, we would ask you to take one more moment and visualize or travel on your disc to a daycare, a school, or a nursery, or even a hospital near you in the physical, one of these. And as you visualize and go there etherically, feel now as we send love and light through your physical body and ask you to allow it to move through you and into the space where children play or where people go that need healing. And just allow this energy of source, of love and light, of the transition to flow into these spaces where little ones play and learn and grow. And if you do not know of any daycares or playgrounds or schools, then please do a hospital if you wish. And just allow these energies to flow. Beautiful. And see or feel now, beloveds, as your golden disc bring you back to the alchemy crystal. And the angel hugs you and says goodbye. And the mythical creature bids you adieu. But we, the alchemy, have a gift for you. We wish to thank you for being present on this call with the beautiful Alara and our beloved Ribbons and Alarai. And we wish to thank you for your service this day and for your open hearts and the kindnesses that you do and for simply walking your journey. So if you wish it, we have a droplet of energy from within the Italy crystal that holds this vibration of the transition. And if this vibration to connect with this and feel this and assist you on your journey would be beneficial, simply say yes. And we shall place this within your heart chakra. Beloved ones, our deepest gratitude to each of you. We share that this is such an exciting time on your planet, and we are so grateful to be a part of it and to co-create with you. And we look forward to meeting more of you at our Italy gathering. And feel now as the aqua ray begins to slowly dissolve and the purple ray and your golden discs take you back to your own time and space. We are the alchemy and our blessings to you this day. everybody. It's Anna Larai.
Hi. Wow. That was amazing.
How you doing?
Good. Yeah, I saw that.
Well, and usually our alchemy calls are an hour, so they just did a sort of little shortened version.
Yeah,
and thanks, everybody, for their help.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how is everybody else feeling? I'm slowly coming back to, you know, functionality here. So let us know how that was for you. You can type it into the Q&A and let us know. But that was really powerful, Anna, right?
Well, thank you. And the alchemy stuff, you know, pretty much always is. So when you imagine 5 days of that, and it builds day after day after day. And then it's really cool because they cocoon everyone as they travel home so that they're protected, you know. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah,
thank
you.
And after the gathering, after channeling it all for 5 days, I take 5 days and go lay in the sun because I'm wiped.
I can imagine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I can definitely imagine.
In a good way.
Yes, of course, in a good way. So, yes, I'll definitely be coming to Italy. Yay!
Oh, awesome. Congratulations. That's awesome. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, that'll be fun. If the channelings and sessions are going to be like anything like this, then yeah, I'll be there. Sure. Interesting. It was deep. Yeah, thank you, Vioma. Hopefully I'm saying your name properly, Vioma. Vioma said, it's beautiful. Thank you, beloveds. I can feel the love beginning to heal and develop inside. Good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was quite healing and deep. So, yay. Okay, good. Whew. I know, I'm still like not quite here. Still feeling the energy.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay,
perfect.
So who? Did you have any last words of wisdom for us today, Anurai?
I think, you know, what I would say to everybody, just open your heart and say yes, you know, to mm-hmm. life and to all the opportunities that come your way. Because when you say yes and open your heart, there's just so much that comes forward. And so live it. Have fun. Go out and have fun and enjoy, and then you are doing so much for yourself and for the planet and just bringing in that joy and happiness energy.
Mm, absolutely. And Mona just said, wow, so wonderful and magical. Alchemy, I love you. I experienced one of the most delicious processes. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And anyone that's would like to come to Italy, on our website, the last two sessions we've done clearing for money issues or blockages of work or all of those. And they're different than normal alchemy calls. It might feel a little different because it's a processing of clearing. So it's not the alchemy doing, it's partly me and partly them. But it has been helping people shift some of their blockages if you want to come. Mm-hmm. Those two meditations are on there and will help.
And Jane says, oh, my God, you rock. I'm floating in space of grace. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah, that is beautiful. So they can express it better than I can. I'm like, I can't function yet, you know, but.
Floating in a space of grace. Oh, can I use that? That sounds beautiful. I've never heard that. If I have permission, may I use your words?
Yeah, exactly. Jane, let us know if Anna Larai can use that, because that is beautiful. Yeah, that was great. Whew.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And please do take a look at the special offer that Anna Larai has for us. Like, you know, like I said before, a 30-minute session plus 6 meditations, processes, collective channelings, and so on that you're going to just absolutely love.
And if I can just add, I'd love to work with you and have you purchase the package. That would be lots of fun. But just be aware that when the readings, I should tell people up front, they're not about fluff. The guides will come and go to the core most of the time about something you need to hear, whether you want to hear it or not.
And that's what's important. You don't want the fluff. The days of receiving fluff are over, and we're in a time of, you know, deep work and letting go. And so Jane says, yes, yes, yes. So go ahead and use I am floating in space of grace.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. Jane says, it will be an honor. Thank you. Oh, good.
Beautiful.
All right, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay,
right.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Alara, I just want to say again, thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to be a part of this. I'm very, very grateful to get to know you, and I'm looking forward to sort of seeing Alara and getting to know her better, and of course, seeing you in Italy. And thank you so much to all your listeners for being present.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, this is so much fun. I knew it would be. I've been looking forward to this call ever since we had our chat, you know. So thank you so much for sharing, you know, your teachings, your wisdom, the energies, and the energies of the alchemy. You know, really powerful. So thank you. And thank you for everyone who called in and submitted questions. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you, but wasn't this just, you know, wonderful and fantastic? So thank you, everyone. Sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now. Have a great day or evening, wherever you are.
Bye, everybody.